shore where the mountains meet the sea, in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree. There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside. I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied. Got the storytelling, ego swelling, pillow talking, moonlight walking sea hags.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Sea Hags Podcast.
My birthday edition!
It's Chris's birthday edition!
My birthday!
And for Chris's birthday edition, we've decided to cultivate an attitude of gratitude.
2016's been a garbage fire for a lot of people, and I just would like to reflect on some of the nice things that have happened, and so we've got a lot of positive people that are just hanging out in my house today.
Yeah, because it's your birthday
party. Yeah, my birthday's Christmas Day.
Your birthday's Jesus' birthday, unfortunately. Yeah.
So I hate having to share the stage with that little fuck.
Fuzzy little bastard.
A little wood chop. No, not chopping. He didn't chop wood.
Wood carpenting.
Yeah, it's not really a thing.
No, it's not, but we went with it anyway.
Yeah, he seemed like a nice dude. He had a good attitude of gratitude.
He had a great attitude of gratitude, but he did steal your birthday thunder. So.
Which is totally fine.
It's fine. A lot of people born on that day.
Yeah.
But you're just obviously the best one.
I am the best one in this house right now.
Clearly. Clearly.
Yeah. I have a lot of things to be grateful for 2016, including, like, a new job, which I really love.
Yeah.
That's great. Starting this fucking podcast with you, that's pretty great. You made me a really awesome birthday card,
as is my tradition.
Yeah, which I really love. It says, "To the Queen of Debauchery," and it's a picture of a throne with some people smooching on it.
Yeah, they're not smooching. There aren't any children listening. They're fucking.
She made me a dirty card.
I made her a dirty, dirty bird card. The best card I ever made you was the dirtiest card for sure.
Yeah, it was all Star Trek themed, and it was Jean-Luc Picard just saying
nasty, dirty things to you.
Which is totally what I want.
Which is so on brand, because then it was not many birthdays later that you ended up falling asleep in bed with a cardboard cutout of Jean-Luc Picard.
In full dress uniform.
In full dress uniform, and there are pictures of this.
That's pretty good.
Maybe we'll include it in the roundup.
Okay. But yeah, so I am grateful for, like, not to be too consumerist, but, like, we bought a truck, but that has changed my life markedly because I got to...
Now you can write country songs?
Yeah, I can be in love with my truck. I want to fuck my
truck. I want to fuck my truck and drive it all over America. Just like that.
This truck does not have truck nuts, but I mean, it has the
essence of truck nuts.
It's got a lift kit, so it's really big. It's got big wheels. It's basically like balls.
It's basically a truck nut that runs on its own ballishness.
So I got to spend a lot of time in nature this year. I went swimming pretty much every day in the ocean, which is amazing. I ate...
In the summer.
In the summer.
You're not crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I should have clarified,
I guess.
And yeah, so that was a real great thing. So I had a lot of good outdoor time and was able to sort of disconnect from a lot of the garbage that was happening in the year.
Good stuff.
You know, maybe some other things are going to happen within this year that are going to be interesting, and
the same year?
Yeah.
The last few weeks
we've only got
year?
A few more weeks, so who fucking knows what's going to happen?
Who knows? I'm guessing this will come out probably just before New Year's, hey?
Yes, so we were kind of doing, like, a reflection.
Yeah, it's like a little bit of a year roundup. It'll probably be past your birthday this comes out, so it'll be a little bit of both.
Twill, yeah.
Twill.
Do you have anything that you are sort of...
I have a lot that I'm gratitudinal for. It's just like, this isn't coming out right, but let's go with it anyway. Yeah, I had a really terrible year until the end of October, and as I've mentioned before on the podcast, I went on citalopram, I went on antidepressants, and it somehow unlocked, it was the key that unlocked the problems that I was having.
It's almost like medication can be really helpful for people with, like, mental issues, well, mental health issues.
I have so many mental issues, it's true, but the thing is I've gone to so much therapy in my life. I've gone to probably dozens, if not hundreds of hours of therapy that I've paid for, and I've done the work, and I just couldn't get it to get past that thing of, like, self-worth and the whole, like, well, you know, people actually like me and that kind of stuff. But then I started taking antidepressants, and I was like, oh, people actually like me, and I don't doubt it now, which is a really
That's
weird...
That's so good.
I wouldn't have expected that, but one of the cross prescriptions for this medication is for treating anxiety as well as treating depression, and also treating PMS, which has proved kind of interesting, where I've gone from, like, psychotically cranky and murderous to just sort of baseline a little irritable, which
Great.
Is...
That's
so I'm super grateful to having a new GP, a really cool GP, who has been super understanding and very, casual in our conversations, which I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to have somebody who's a health professional looking. I have two good health professionals looking after me, my GP and my therapist. So I haven't really needed to do a lot of repeated visits to them. So basically everything that I have to be thankful for happened pretty much after November 1st, which is so antithetical to my usual year experience.
Yeah, because normally November is, like, the worst part of your year.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. And this year it was just spectacular. It was, like, discovering that it's not impossible for me to enjoy myself and to stop putting incredible amounts of pressure on myself and just start saying yes to things that seem like they would be interesting.
I love it. So that's something
that I've been doing a lot, and since I started taking antidepressants, like, so many things have changed for the positive for me. Like, I started doing way more comedy sets. That really, like, just exploded this week for some reason. I got asked to be on Graham Clark's Laugh Gallery at Havana, which is a show I've wanted to go to.
And it was so good. It was a packed house.
I've gone to that show many times. I've wanted to be on that show since before I started doing stand-up. And then I got asked to be on, and I was given the bullet spot, so I had to go up first. And I think that I had probably one of the strongest sets that night, if not the strongest.
You did a really good job. It was awesome.
And I felt really, really good about it. And then I did the lady show the next day. I was asked on the Monday to do the lady show by Katie Ellen Humphries, hopefully future guest Katie Ellen Humphries.
Oh, yay!
And hopefully future guest Morgan Brayton as well, who just met some really, really awesome people this week, and I've got another show tomorrow with last week's guest Maddie Vu, and then Sunday I have my show past guests Justin O'Hearn and Cal Carpenter.
It's kind of fun. We've been doing this for quite a while. Like, our notebook is getting very full. My editing notes have gotten so long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really enjoying doing this. So thanks, Katie.
Thank you, Chris. Like, this is one of the things that I'm most grateful for this year, mm-hmm. is getting to do the podcast, getting something that has us sit down pretty much every week.
Mm-hmm.
It's been rare that we've skipped a week. We've never skipped uploading, but, you know, we've banked recordings, etc. But to have something that we do on the regular, not necessarily knowing what it's going to be ever, but something that we just do and experiment with and just play really loosely with, just to see what we want to do and not put a ton of pressure on ourselves to, like, make it adhere to a particular idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been really enjoying the freedom and the creativity of doing this and just how much fun it is to sit down and talk with people all the time. So I'm excited that we get to do that tonight. I'm just trying to think. There was a few other things what I'm really grateful for is that my reward center in my brain is working a little bit better now, and so I've been going to this gym I've talked about a little bit that is making me actually enjoy going to the gym.
Holy shit. I
don't dread my workouts. There have been a couple of times where I've been like, I would rather take a nap than go and do this, mm-hmm. but not that I would rather die than go and do this.
That's really good. That's
which is really good. It's exciting to walk in there, like, a few blocks from my house and just be like, oh, hi, I know all these people's names now, because it's, like, a pretty intimate situation. Everybody's really nice and supportive, and it's not, like, a shitty competitive environment. So I'm just really happy. Things are good, like, Stuff is much better than it has been, and it's been much easier to deal with, like, the, gradual collapse of civilization and all the political nightmarish things happening. It's just kind of like just watching an implosion from north of the border. But apart from that, pretty gravy.
Yeah.
Apart from that.
Yeah, we don't mean to be full of gratitude at anyone else's expense, but we just want to focus on all the good things that are happening in our lives while still recognizing the just awfulness that is happening in the world as well. So how can we balance that out? And it's being good to each other.
Yes.
So on that note, shall we get some of our friends up here to tell us how their years have been?
I think that's a good idea. If you hear some delightful guitar strumming in the background, that is, we are having a nice little jam party for Chris's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we have eaten so much cheese already.
I made a giant brie, and I wrapped it in phyllo pastry, and as soon as they cut into it, it just exploded all over everything.
It was just like a cheese. It was like Mauna Loa just erupting and pouring cheese all over all the grateful people, and we all drowned and died and burnt, and it was great.
Yeah, and so we're reporting from beyond the grave.
It's pretty cool here.
We'll be right back with somebody fun. All right, so we are here with Fenrir.
Yeah.
Hello.
This is
me.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. How you doing?
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for coming to my jam. I haven't seen you in a year.
Yeah.
That's since the last jam.
Since the last jam. And the hilariousest thing.
What was that?
Is that Fenrir brought delicious treats in a little pan the last time that you came to my party. And that same pan was then sitting on my kitchen side table, and it has been in the same spot ever since, and so now you get to take it home.
Yeah.
A year later.
True consistency.
Oh, yeah. They just don't move things in this house.
No.
No.
As Ed said, we have a lot of respect for people's personal property.
I feel like this house would be the most amazing thing to go through if we ever had an event like, what's it called? 1989, I was going to say 89 AD, Pompeii. I couldn't remember the name.
Oh, okay.
Of the city.
I went somewhere very different with my brain, which was Babe Bang, but,
Oh! That's a much different kind of
like
event.
That, this house would be fun to have Babe Bang in? I agree.
Okay! There we
okay,
go.
Okay, this house is an Easter and sex party now, from now on. That's what Babe Bang is, right?
Yeah, yes, let's, what? Yes.
That's what I'm grateful for.
Are they looking for a new venue?
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, I was thinking of something that would, like, create stratification and an instant, like, sealing of everything, because this house would make archaeologists very confused.
Yeah, I was thinking of, like, if you just continued that trend of leaving things places, if no one ever, like, picked up the things, and, like, if there was that event here, just, like, for months and months, just, like, things being in various
places.
What
the fuck is this supposed to be? What kind of crazy rituals were these people doing?
Anyway. There's a topic, by
the way.
Let's
hope we don't die.
What is that one?
So, we're asking our friends what are you grateful for in 2016? Do you have anything that was really sort of standout or exceptional for you this year?
I said I had a really great year.
You don't have to be like, shy about it. You're allowed to have
no one can punch you through the microphone.
Okay, so this is the thing. When people get, like, sad from, like, capital letters sad from, like, the weather change in Vancouver, I actually get, like, happy. I'm like, yes, it's raining! Yes, it's raining!
You got a gothic heart.
Yes, deep down in my lack of a soul. And
revelatory.
So everyone had a terrible year this year, except I had a really good year, you know?
Mm-hmm. You jerk. I'm just kidding.
I know. I can't remember before summer because summer was so big, but I feel like before summer was also okay.
That's good.
But on, like, May 23rd, the last week of May, I started on my great, awesome trip to bike to Montreal.
Amazing.
And I did that.
You did it. You made it all the way.
Yes. Well,
Holy doodle.
I biked to London, Ontario, and then I took the train, because
I still think that counts.
Totally
biking
counts.
To London, that's a really fucking far distance.
It is.
I wouldn't bike from my house to here. I wouldn't bike anywhere.
This is more like travel, and it was very much the sort of situation where people were like, why are you doing it like this? It's like, well, I can't afford a car, and walking takes too long. I've got a bike. I can strap some stuff on it. took my saw with me. Mm-hmm. Played it like 3 times.
So I'm sure you're really grateful that you brought something that weighed like 12 pounds with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Super happy about that.
Yeah, and then after that, when I got back to Vancouver, actually, like, shortly before getting back to Vancouver, I was feeling really bad about Vancouver.
Fair enough.
That's a lot of people feel that way. It's a hard city to live in sometimes.
It can be a heartless place at times.
It's very much because right around then was when the Heartwood was closing.
Mm.
Right. And then shortly afterwards, Little Sisters said that they were passing on ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, space creation in the city is so unattainable. And I was very,
sad.
I was like coming
that.
Back and I was like, and how am I going to afford to live and so on and so forth?
Totally.
Even though, like, my boss gave me back the job that is the best job I've ever had.
So good.
Such good, so much free pizza. And
that is a hell of a perk.
Oh, pizza. Oh, boy.
I put sauerkraut and sriracha on a pizza yesterday. It was amazing.
Oh, my God. Just you're a pizza, like, innovator.
Anyways, but I got a house, like, I got a place in a really sweet collective house
that's so awesome.
Full of adorable, great people, and we all moved in at the same time in the basement half of the house.
Cool, so you kind of got to establish, like, a little community, like, from the ground floor, instead of, like, moving into something that was already established.
Yeah, we got to, like, recreate half of the house, and
to make up house rules, and have meetings, and...
Oh, yeah, we have meetings.
Do you have chickens?
Huh?
Do you have chickens?
Chickens?
Yeah, do you have chickens?
We're working on chickens, I'm not
working
gonna lie.
We're working on chickens.
Do you have chickens?
Yes. That's what I heard first!
My God, I love you.
I was
you.
Like, we have chickens all the time, are you kidding? It's
no,
like the
I said,
queerest collective in East Van.
prickly for ACK. Yeah, that's
and that's
hilarious.
Only because the other collective that I know chickens is in, about like, chickens. On the other side of Bain Street. Mm-hmm.
So we still want chickens? Yes.
Oh,
definitely.
Gosh. All the time. Always.
Bomb fresh eggs from the backyard.
Yeah, we have, our house has its own Instagram.
It's really cute.
Yeah, it's currently just full of photos of, like, us making kiwi jam, which is also a great thing about this year.
Yes.
Our 60 liters of kiwi jam production.
That's so many liters.
I just don't understand how you can fucking grow a kiwi plant in Vancouver.
It happens. They have farms in Richmond of kiwi plants, apparently. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The climate is similar-ish to New Zealand?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You said that with great confidence.
Yes. Well, anyway, I'm really excited to try this kiwi jam because you brought me two jars, the very sour one and the balanced one.
And the balanced one. Yeah, the very sour one was like, we'll put in one cup of sugar to several cups of kiwi jam. And they're really tart, so yeah.
It's a puckerer.
Yeah. But yeah, that's been my
I'm really
year.
Happy to hear that. And your trip, like, in general... You said you went to London, Ontario on your bike and then went to Montreal. And did you have an awesome time, like,
oh my gosh,
on your travels on the other side of the country?
Yeah, Montreal was great. Like, yeah, you're doing it. Montreal was great. I had, like, I logged every single day of my journey with several photos and all that.
Oh, cool.
Which is also on the internet. I had just so many memorable days. Every day is a memorable day because mm-hmm. you're, like, going through somewhere different. And then Montreal was kind of super amazing. I just like,
sounds really awesome.
Yeah, I just instantly found my community because, my friend kept having to kick me out on the weekends. So I kept having to find other places to live, but I only knew one person in Montreal. Uh-huh. So it's like, instead of queer exchange here, they have like exchange Q. and so I just like kept living with random people and random collective houses in Montreal.
Oh, man,
on the weekends.
Cool.
It was good.
You're just like a little cross punk.
That sounds like the life that I want to live, like, while I'm traveling, but not the one that I need to live at home, which is much more grounded. But it's like, if I went traveling, I would love to move house to house and meet all these cool people.
Well, I love to help out.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing to get to do. Yeah. So like, hi, I'm here to stay with you. Let me wash this pile of dishes or whatever.
Yeah.
I think
that's
like a really, that makes people very endeared to you. It's my method.
Absolutely.
Wash the dishes. Be smiley.
Yeah. That's really inspiring.
I'm
Thank
so
you
glad
so
you
much.
Got to do that. How long did it take you to?
I got there in 50 days.
That's pretty impressive.
I've never done a bike tour before. Like, not even an overnight bike tour anywhere.
So you've got probably some serious calluses and stuff from that experience.
Not even. It was the weirdest thing where my legs would not get tired, but I could feel when I ran out of food energy.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, because I just have really intense legs genetically.
You got energy legs.
I've got energy legs. I got like power thirst legs.
Kick her in the face with your energy legs. I'm so glad you knew what that was from. Such an old meme and you're such a young child.
Oh no, it was so important to us. Because then gay power thirst happened and it was like the most queer representation that we had on the internet at
gay
the time.
Power, we're going to have to link to that.
Okay, we're going to,
I'm grateful for
terrible.
Knowing that there's a gay power thirst.
Oh god, it's so bad.
you're selling it really well.
And then I guess over the course of the year I've done more like reading stories at events. Mm-hmm. I attempted and then failed spectacularly because then I moved into a new house and I like had to set up my room and it took months. But I was attempting the 100 rejection challenge.
What from that TED Talk thing, the getting rejected every day or something for 100 days.
I don't think it's that.
Oh, okay.
What is that?
As
that
someone who like creates things and submits them to things, it's a like it's kind of a drive to get 100 rejections from the things that you submit to, because that means that you're creating more things and not getting hung up on one thing and trying to make it perfect to submit it to something.
This is my ethos. You have to ask.
Just
and like
and
just be okay hearing no, and it just means that you're doing stuff and you're asking, and then maybe you'll hear yes.
Yeah, because like
I hear yes so much more often than I think I'm going to. And I'm like, wait, why have I been scared my whole life? And then you hear no and you're like, that sucks, but then you're over it.
Yeah.
Like, the fear of it's so much worse than the reality of it. Mm. Once in a great while, the reality really outstrips what you fear. But most of the time, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And it's very exciting to realize that, because then you feel very free, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's what's happening for you.
Just do things, and if they don't want it, just post it on the internet and everyone else likes it.
Yeah, and I love it. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Eventually make a Patreon page. I will get around to that, I swear.
Get that money.
At some point.
Get that Patreon money.
2017, just... the year of getting paid.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Fuck you, pay me.
Yeah. All right. That's a good place to end. Thank you, Fenrir.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Fenrir. Yeah. Bye.
Our friend from Teen Goth Squad joins us to talk about 2016.
Returning to the podcast.
Yeah, hello, welcome. Thanks for coming back.
You guys have a new microphone.
Yes, we
it's
do.
Pretty great.
It's pretty exciting.
It's great. It
we
reminds
have
me of like
ones.
2001, I think. Or no,
I tell people Flight of the Navigator.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because that's the one I think of
yeah.
when I see
pew,
it.
Pew, pew,
or the alien from My Stepmother is an Alien. Which lives in the lady's purse.
Pretty great.
And Seth Green and Allison Hannigan are in that movie.
Oh. Willow and Oz together again.
Willow and Oz together the first time.
All right, guys, why am I here?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. What are you grateful for?
You little just tinga? In general?
Are you grateful
or...
for modeming?
Oh, wow.
Call back.
2016, how's it been for you? Have you had some good things that have happened?
I haven't had, well, it hasn't been great.
But has it been a pretty good year?
It's been okay. I'd say it's kind of a wash.
You got chickens.
I got chickens. That's kind of cool.
I brought up chickens in the previous interview, so why not stick with it?
Yeah. Your chickens have a Twitter account. It's
yes,
wonderful.
Yes, they do. So we started the year off with Cluck and Chuck, which they were named before they even existed in our lives. Mm-hmm. We knew that when we were going to get the chickens, they would be Cluck and Chuck. And sadly, Cluck did not survive through the fall. But we have a new chicken named Lucky, and she's awesome. And it's been really interesting and challenging because we've had so much cold weather lately.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our first year with the chickens. We have to figure out how do chickens survive through the winter because it's freaking cold and their water freezes. Mm-hmm. And, like, they don't know what to do. And
do they
so,
have, like, a good-ass heat lamp in their little house?
Or? You're not supposed to put heat lamps in there because it's actually not good for them. So we've just, we're tricking them into thinking it's summer by leaving a light on all day and through the night. And now they're making so many eggs. It's great.
Cool. You hacked your chickens.
I totally hacked
amazing.
My chickens.
They're like, I guess they're like, ovulating keeps me warm or something.
Isn't that true for all of us?
Yeah. just
okay,
zesty
literally,
over
though, because when your basal
body temperature.
Temperature rises a degree, that's when you're ovulating.
That's when you're ovulating.
Yeah.
So you
keep
just
it toasty.
Keep those chickens warm.
Keep it toasty, keep it fertile. Mm-hmm. You know? That's how you gotta do.
Yeah. The other thing I'm thankful for 2016 is I'm getting, like, my sleeping patterns under control.
I finally,
after 5 years of being, like, a critical insomniac, has finally found, like, some patterns to get into.
Fantastic.
Like, the right time to go to bed. The right things to do to get me to fall asleep.
Sleep hygiene.
Yeah, it's such a huge thing, and I feel so lame. Like, that's the most
important thing for this year. How many
but
times on
so
the podcast
critical.
Have I talked about how I haven't slept or how I did sleep and how it improved my life? Like,
yeah, I'm a totally
it's a third
different
of your life.
Person. Yeah,
it's a third of your life. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's why you need a Casper mattress.
Are they a sponsor?
I fucking wish. I want that Casper mattress
money. It has the
right
sink and bounce.
I know. I really want that too. I bought a new bed frame.
Ooh.
And I need a new mattress, and I'm trying to decide which podcast I want to support with my
ooh.
Promo code for buying a new mattress.
Isn't
and
it hard?
I wish it was ours, because then they would just fucking give me one. Lisa, Lisa, get over here.
They will. They'll ship you one, because then you can, like, try it out and, like,
talk about it.
Give us money, Lisa.
I would be such a great mattress spokesperson. I'm just telling you.
you fall asleep pretty easily, so you it'll look good in the commercials. You'd be like, I'm just going to lie down here, and then be instantly asleep. Which I've noticed every time we have a sleep up, you're like, okay, I go to bed now.
Yeah,
and then
you're
really literally
good at
asleep.
Sleeping, right?
I am really good at sleeping.
I like to say I'm really good at going to bed. Like, I'm really good at going to bed at a reasonable time and not doing stupid things before that time. But actually falling asleep has been the biggest challenge of my adult life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I finally got under control.
I'm so happy for you. That's wonderful.
That's so good. That's
so I bet,
huge
and that, like, sleep just like cuts across every other subsection of your life.
Absolutely.
So everything else must feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Just by comparison, because you're like, well, I actually feel sort of rested.
Yeah.
It's nice.
For the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I'm so happy to hear that. I learned to nap over the last couple of months, which is a brand new development for me. Since I started taking SSRIs, they make me a little sleepy. So I've been like, on the weekends, I'll just like, especially because it's cold,
I just want to get into bed. During the day?
I just want to get into bed, I like throw on some headphones and some white noise and just like sleep for like half an hour and then wake up.
And you don't feel disgusting when you wake up
from that? I feel disgusting for about 5 minutes and then I feel okay. But it's that 5 minutes of like, was this even worth it? Mm-hmm. But these days I get so sleepy that I just got to do it.
Nice.
Like half an hour later, I'm back to almost 100%. So it's a good thing ultimately, but it's really hard to get into the habit of it when I've always thought that naps are for degenerates.
No, they're not for degenerates. There's certain and people children. Who can nap. They've been napping since they were three.
I don't understand
it. And they've just figured it out. It works for them. I've never been able to do that. If I nap, I am screwed for the rest of the night. Forget it. I might as well just sleep through the whole night. But that's so great.
Yeah. Good. Sleeping is so cool. Like, I've started to be able to kind of fall asleep at a moment's notice, which is like... It's bananas. That's it just might be I should be hibernating.
Yeah, this is the time of year to hibernate.
Totally. I was reading about like how our 8-hour sleep pattern is not natural. Like we're not supposed to do that, right?
It should be two halves.
Yeah, we're supposed to sleep for 4 hours, get up for a couple of hours, and then do it again. Which I think actually is what my sleep problem is, because I fall asleep, I wake up at about 2 a.m, mm-hmm. and I am, like, ready to go. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the hell? What's Me going on?
Too. You could do so many, like, weird chores
you could if get it was socially so much
acceptable. Your needlepoint.
My cross-stitching. How do you know about that?
You told us about it.
But yeah, like, I feel super awake and, like, I want to be productive. Like, I've got this time. And then I want to be able to go back to sleep after a couple of hours and sleep till, like, 10.
Oh, you get bread dough started and let it, like, rise for a couple of hours and then bake it first thing in the morning.
In a slow cooker, it would be amazing.
Wow. Just, like, wake up. You're like, well, it's 2 a.m. Guess I'll take this, like, pork shoulder out of the fridge.
Make your overnight oatmeal or whatever.
Yeah, sounds good. I wish that our society was set up for that. Oh, God, like, yeah. I could just, like, roll into work at 10.
Okay, 2017, the year of... So we're collecting what we're... So the last one was Pay Me, 2017.
This is going forward.
Change Society, 2017.
Just change it. Just change everything.
Flexible work schedules, 2017.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I think that's wonderful.
Cool.
That's brilliant. Thank you. Name we won't say. My goth baby.
Bye, guys.
Let's go sing some songs.
Okay, yeah.
So joining us now is John Michael Lind, musician extraordinaire. You may remember his dulcet tones from our sea shanty song, White Knuckle in the Dodger.
I remember it from that.
He sang the really, really low part, that surprisingly.
Beso profundo. I don't know what things are, because I have never learned voice things.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So we were just having a good old time downstairs singing some John Prine tunes. That was really great. Really enjoyed that you brought those out of the old songbook.
Mm-hmm. Dragged those out.
Just dragged them out from the marshes of the mighty Mississippi.
Well, you've got the beautiful The Rise Up Singing book, which is like one of my favorite things.
That is a fine resource.
Yes, and you got me my own copy 1 year, which is really lovely.
And you were grateful for that?
I was grateful for that, but that wasn't
attitude of gratitude.
That wasn't this year, just saying. But it's like all the good folk songs are in that book, every single one, and tons that I don't even know what the fuck they are.
Some of the bad ones.
lots of the bad ones.
Fucking got a wagon wheel. That's my favorite song, Fucking Wagon Wheel.
That's a really good song. Yeah. Oh, everyone hates that song, but I love that song.
It's a fine song. I've only heard it a few times, so...
John, 2016 was kind of crappy for a lot of people, but did you have an okay time, or are there any things that you felt really grateful for in 2016?
Well, 2016, I'm going to go with health and physical well-being.
Excellent.
Was way better than 2015.
Mm-hmm. Right. In what way?
Well, 2015, I spent much of it on workers' compensation.
Oh, okay.
Due to a couple of injuries.
Right.
So I'm extremely grateful at this point, and in fact, very recently as well, to have come to a better understanding with my body and some of the chronic pain issues, and making them better just through belief and through thought.
Right on.
And I can't describe how grateful I am for that.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, sometimes the anxiety around pain makes pain so much worse. It can be the most painful part of it, really, even more so than the physical aspects sometimes.
Yeah, and for instance, the other day I had a pretty vigorous physical day at work up on Seymour Mountain and in the snow, and that treacherous footing in the past would have just terrified me, because I could not depend on my joints to work properly.
Sure.
And now I'm a lot more confident. Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're totally God. Namasteing all over the place.
Yeah. That's a good thing to be grateful for, because if your body works, it's just, you know, traipsing your brain around for you.
Yeah, well, and especially when you work in a physical job.
So, yeah, no doubt. You know. No doubt. No doubt. That's anything else you got for us, or is that just that it was big enough?
I know personally you've been playing a lot more music this year than perhaps in the past. So every weekend you're off to a farmer's market or another, one or the other. Even in the rain, you were like such a fucking trooper.
The rain and the snow.
Through sleet, through
You had the
Green Lantern thing.
Deliver the folk music to the people buying their organic groceries, which is really lovely.
Exactly,
just run scales right next to the kale. One must do.
And I remember
turning up next to the turnips.
Oh, dear.
Let us sing.
Mm-hmm. Just playing with like, and the beat goes on.
Oh my God. Oh boy.
There's literally a shirt that I saw that said, "Let us turn up the beat."
Fuck.
Nice. Which is so good.
That's so corny.
So good.
Yeah.
So corny.
Corn is also a vegetable.
I'm thankful for terrible puns.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the grain.
Oh, fuck. I remember you telling me a story about that a bunch of little kids showed up in front of you while you were playing, and that was, I think, a highlight of your farmer's market experiences.
That was fantastic. It was this little gaggle of kids in a daycare with their minders, and they just came and kind of swarmed me, and having all these bright little faces just looking up at you while you're playing is like, wow.
That's
it
so beautiful.
So great. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
Did you absorb some of their youthful energy? Maybe that's what fixed your joints. The life force of the children. Hopefully something better than that. Hopefully something better than witchily stealing their powers. But I don't know. You know, it's all rich tapestry.
Rich tapestry. Yeah, I used to know him.
Fuck off. Oh, I am so grateful for terrible dad jokes.
Do you have any things for 2017? Like, if you had any way to sum up an aspiration for next year at all? This is a question that we did not
anticipate, but people have been answering it for us.
Yeah, so like 2017 is like, pay me for what I'm worth, like, let's have a flexible work schedule. Like, is there any sort of one key thing that you'd really like? Climb more trees?
I would like to play three festivals. Three outdoor music festivals.
That's beautifully specific. I love that.
Fantastic.
That sounds, Katie, like your comedy goals, where you were like, for a year, I want to like be running my own show and do this and that, and you reach them.
I've met every single goal.
So,
this year.
John, fantastic. You're going to play three festivals next
year.
It's
going to
be awesome.
Write it in your notebook and it manifests your destiny. Wait, that's bad, right? Ooh, use the secret.
Use the secret.
Use the secret.
Yeah.
Put it up.
You mean the deodorant?
Thinking.
Right.
Yep.
Deodorant.
Strong enough
get
for
ahead
a man,
with
but
deodorant.
It's made for a woman. But you can use it if you want to.
It's better than ban.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
All right, we have another friend that's joining us.
Woohoo!
And Mr. Mysterious Person, who is an awesome...
Mr. Mistopheles.
Who is an awesome guitarist and awesome piano player, often does, like, just, yeah, your songwriting style is one of my most favorite songwriting styles ever. I just wanted to say that to you. I'm grateful to know you as a friend.
Cool, thank you.
And, yeah, mm-hmm. Welcome to our studio. And we're asking, was there anything in 2016 that you felt grateful for?
Because it was a shit heap of a year.
For many people. We've been finding some positive stuff. Some gems in the midst of, like, the trash heap.
Diamonds in the rough, as it were.
Oh, yeah, that's a saying.
Our secret special guest gave me some lint candy, so I'm very grateful for that right now.
Yeah, chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah, butter them up with chocolate.
Mm-hmm, it helps. Cocoa butter them up. That's terrible. I'm so sorry. Please tell us what's gone well for you this year.
What has gone good for me? I got a new car.
Yeah, new
right
car.
On.
Yeah.
Sweet ride.
First time I've ever owned a new car.
Nice. What did you get?
Got a Mazda 3.
Fuck yeah! I love Mazdas. I get really excited.
Yeah.
I used to have a Mazda 6 and I really loved it.
Yeah, they're awesome.
My first car that I ever owned was a 626 Kronos. It was a piece of shit and I loved it. So a 3 is a great car. They're zippy little bastards.
Yeah. I was going to say awesome. Zippy. That's
they're
the
very,
exact...
very zippy. It's very fast. Yeah.
The exact mm-hmm. adjective that I would say.
That's so fun when you're finally... You've driven a lot of shit boxes and then you finally get...
I like the shit boxes too, though.
I love a shit box.
I love a good shitty car.
I love a definitely. Shit box car. I mean, I miss my shit box car. I have a nice car now and I feel weird driving it because it's it's, I didn't choose it. I'm like, ooh, people will know that I don't belong here and that I should be in my old Kronos. But yeah, no, that's really, that's a good, exciting thing.
That's fun. What else is a good thing this year? I'm trying to think of bad things because I didn't really have any bad things. It just,
It's a bit of a beige year.
It's kind of been like that, you know, ever since I was born. Every year's, I'm just
coasting.
It's kind of the person I am. I'm a coaster.
Just grooving along. Just grooving along like a little.
I managed to weave myself out of bullshit.
Just like a needle in a record.
You know what? That's a really good skill. I was thinking about that the other day where it's like, I have a tendency in my, like, sort of investigative brain to get, like, wrapped up in other people's shit a lot of the time, where I'm just like, oh, tell me more about that, tell me more, and then you get bogged in, and then you start trying to, like, help and intervene and whatever, and it's like, I'd like to be a little more a leaf in the wind. You're, like, a role model for that kind of stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Just rolling with the things in life.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm noticing more, because I teach kids a lot, and I notice that it the kids keep coming back, because that's the way that I am.
You aren't trying to fix them or change anything about them. You're just stalwart and true, and they trust
and
that.
And the parents see that then when I'm teaching kids too. They
cool.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing to be an educator that connects with children. Like, I'm still very close with one of my grade 10 English teacher. We're still friends. We still go lunch at least once a year.
Really?
So,
that's sweet.
It's really great. So hopefully you're that for lots of the kids that you work with.
I was going to say, I bet a lot of kids this year were very grateful for your presence. Because having a whole host of supportive adults that are not your parents in your life is so important.
Oh, it is. It
makes such a difference.
Yeah. Yeah, you can become a surrogate father or surrogate brother or something like that. Yeah.
Just a trustworthy figure to give some stability to life, you know? Just like, I have your class on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's my afternoon block, and that's a thing that's always there. And that can be a really positive thing.
And you're, consistent and just kind of chill.
There's one thing. That was an awesome thing. There's a boy, and I guess he's 9 now, and has never sung in his life, hated singing, never wanted to sing. And he starts singing in our music class.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must have.
Because there's such a positive atmosphere.
Just warmed your heart.
It's amazing. Not just, his parents are just like ecstatic, so.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, never write off singing at that age. It feels so good.
Yeah, I wonder.
And it's amazing. The first time he sang and no one ever thought, I've never seen such joy on someone's face.
It's like, it feels so good in my body to do this.
It felt so good.
Oh, that's so lovely.
And I bet the ripple effect in the rest of his life was probably quite significant.
Maybe why don't I try these other things?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
I bet there's a bunch of positive repercussions because of that, for sure.
Cool.
That's so lovely.
Is there anything for next year that you kind of see as like a goal or something that you would either like to put?
A theme, perhaps?
Yeah, a theme or like a, I don't know, saying a mission statement is too lofty, but just being like, for 2017, you know.
We've been rounding them up so far. The first one we had was basically fuck you, pay me, was the goal for 2017, was to stop sort of working for free and to actually be compensated for the things that one does artistically.
Yeah, or having a flexible work schedule, specific goals about playing certain gigs.
Yeah,
like.
That's what we've had so far.
Yeah.
Anything for you?
No, I'm not worried about that. I just keep thinking that I've always second guessed myself too much when it comes to big projects.
Sure.
And I'm way more willing to jump into them more.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because of the people I know and
say yes to the dress.
Yes, say yes. Also, I've always been kind of too safe a lot of times.
So just gonna like loosey goosey it a bit more maybe.
Definitely.
Going forward. Say yes
to
more things.
Think bigger and say
open
yes.
Open your heart to opportunity.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah,
it's perfect. Well, thank you so much.
Okay,
that's great. That's all.
Caw.
Oh, we're back with our final guest of our Attitude of Gratitude podcast 2016 with our wonderful finale guest, Miss Hillary, who sings our theme song on the podcast. We finally pinned her down to be on an episode.
I'm great. Here.
You're here, you're having a...
I have a literal handful of birthday cake right now, so if it sounds like I'm talking with my mouth full of birthday cake, it's because that's accurately and literally what I'm doing.
I made such a good birthday cake, you guys.
It was delicious.
Did we already talk about this today?
I don't care. We're talking about it now.
So I just got a box of lemon cake mix, because I'm like, fuck it if I'm gonna buy flour and shit,
I bake cake from a box all fucking time.
It's the best cake.
It's my cake in a box. My cake from a box now. And but then I added to the lemon cake mix, I added some cardamom, some ground up rosemary, and a little crack of black pepper. Not that much. I can't really taste it.
Just a hint.
Just a hint. Just a I didn't want to overdo it. And then I bought a Duncan Hines cream cheese icing. And I made, like, a naked cake, which is, if you look at my Pinterest board, that's all it is. Because I fucking love the way naked cakes look. It's, like, streaky
with the icing. This is taking food porn to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just, like, straight up, like deep-throating that cake.
That's not true. You haven't even... You all know that I can take sexy, messy eating to another level. This is just regular eating.
This is just regular type. It's pretty sexy, though.
Sorry, like, listeners at home or at work. But,
sorry, anybody who's got, you know, misophonia or like, a weird ASMR trigger who just got tingles and then fell asleep at their desk.
Ooh, sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
I'm not going to apologize for eating because fuck that.
Yeah, it's the best.
That's
yeah.
fantastic.
But so my cake, it was two layers of lemon cake with... cream cheese icing in the middle, a nice thick layer, and then a thick layer on the top, and then you do, like, a thin, like, smear around the edge so that you can see the edges, and then I decorate it... Like a crumb coat. And then I decorate it with beautiful flowers that I bought myself from the store.
It was gorgeous.
And it was very seasonally appropriate. It was, like, red and white and green flowers.
We're gonna have to make that the thumbnail for this episode.
Yeah, I took a lot of pictures of it and put it on Instagram and then took all the decorations off and then we ate the cake.
Chris, do you want to fuck that cake?
I kind of wanted to fuck that cake, but I did with my mouth.
You fucked that cake with your mouth. Hillary really did it better than any of us, though, I have to say.
You know... I mean, I could have done it better. Like, this is just regular eating.
Your regular eating just surpasses our sexy eating by...
You know, some people are just better at some things than other people. And just because I'm better at a lot of things doesn't mean... I don't really have a wrap-up for that, actually.
Just, like, just everybody come to sexyeating.com.
If there was a way that I could literally pay my rent and food bills just from eating sexy on the internet, you hella know I would be doing it. Let's be real, it's not going to happen for me. I don't have the hustle, so.
A lack of hustle.
Fair yeah. So wow, Hillary, you really do seem to have a lot of skills. Why are you so perpetually unemployed? Well, you see, it's mental illness and a lack of hustle. I just have a chronic lack of hustle.
Yeah. Hustle deficiency.
Yeah, I've got a hustle. It's a chronic mental illness of mine. No, that's actually bipolar disorder, but. Yeah. Oops.
Oh, my God. This is a wild ride. I'm loving it.
Anyways, what is the name of your episode?
Attitude of Gratitude. I don't think we'll have to call it that.
Of course we do.
Because have you been saying it in that voice every time?
Yes. It's the only way I can say things that are sincerely insincere or insincerely sincere.
Katie. Yes, thank you so much for having me on your podcast gratitude.
Thank you for coming and sharing your truth on this episode, Hillary.
I'm really ready to speak my truth about gratitude.
I'm really excited to hear about... I couldn't even sustain it.
You couldn't do it.
You were not committed to the bit, Chris.
But you guys both looked at me like you guys were both doing it. Then when I did it,
you were being... We made eye contact.
Betrayal.
Like a conversation between people.
Betrayal and other good things.
Okay, that joke is amazing because it's only funny to me and Chris.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone else. Yeah. You don't get to have our fun.
Fuck, I'm adrift on a sea of not knowing the joke.
It's secret government business.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's confidential.
One thing I'm really grateful for this year... We're talking about what we're grateful for in 2016.
Oh, right. That's why it's the attitude of gratitude.
Attitude of gratitude.
One thing that I'm really grateful for is Hillary came to work with me this year.
I'm really actually awesome. Super grateful about that, too, because I was unemployed for a lot of this year. And Chris was like, hey, do you want to work at my job? And I was like, hell yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to do all of the bullshit parts of getting a job where you, like... write a resume and a cover letter, which I'm good at, but I hate, and then send it in, and then people are like, we like you, but this other person was exactly the same as you, except they had already done this job for 17 years, so we hired them.
Well,
fine, whatever.
Yeah.
But
you're like a good fit. You're really fucking good.
Yeah.
I've heard good things.
That's true.
You're very good at it, and so I'm very grateful to have you.
I have a pen at work, and it says Boss Babe on it.
You're a constituent.
Yeah.
Stitchy witch.
You like that?
I do. I never.
Let's get tattoos.
Okay.
Anyways, right now. Back to the theme of gratitude.
Yeah, what are you grateful for besides this job?
Yeah, mostly Chris, like the job, but Chris more than the job.
Yay.
I'd say. Yay. Yeah, you.
I'm not to be grateful for Chris.
I think most of the stuff I'm grateful for this year is realistically, like, interpersonal stuff. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of, as both of you know, like, ups and downs and, like, kind of bullshitty stuff in my personal life and work life. And, like, I don't know what all the names for the various facets of life are, but just, like, think about what all of those are and then just ditto.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's been a lot of bullshit and a lot of hard stuff. Mm-hmm. And... But it's been nice in that, like, even throughout all of that, when things have been, like, kind of shitty and bad, there's still been a, like, but my life's pretty good, actually. Because there's,
well,
like, I don't know, I have a couple really solid relationships. Like, a bunch of really solid relationships. Like, of the friend genre and the sexy times face-on-face genre.
Love ours.
Ooh, face-on-face.
Face-on-face action. Nice.
I can't wait I mean, to there's do that a large... when I'm married.
Katie, you've been married for several years now.
Oh.
What are you waiting for?
Oh.
Wow, that seems like another podcast topic.
I've been in a fugue state for quite some time. I think I've maybe done stuff. I'm not sure.
We're going to have to talk about what sex is, aren't we?
I can't wait to do face-on-face stuff when I finally get married one day. When I grow up and get married.
I went to your marriage.
You went to my marriage. You corralled the photographers.
I'm pretty sure there were beds there.
Oh, it was a sex club.
Oh, that location we established on one of our recent episodes.
I wasn't sure whether that was already out in podcast land, so I wasn't just going to be straight up like...
No, you straight up got married in a sex club.
Katie, you got married in a swingers club.
That's not what it's baseline for. It's just okay. A rentable hall. It just happens to be rented by people who run a sex club.
And there's a vinyl sex bed in the upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I said my beautiful vows in a sex swing, as you're supposed to, in a holy marriage.
And then there was a speech in Klingon. Everyone and knows then, how weddings work.
And
come
then,
on.
Yeah.
And then you're ex-DJ'd.
And then there was some face-on-face business.
I changed dresses, P.S. listeners at home.
Yeah.
I literally did an outfit change in the middle of it.
So did I. It was great.
Yeah. That I hope I didn't upstage you. I don't think I could have.
Mm-mm. No, I'm pretty sure I was owning the day.
You really were.
Thank
yeah,
you.
It was great.
It was a good fun.
I was great. There were also some very good cupcakes at that wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, back to now.
Back to this year.
I'm glad that I'm moderating your podcast and being like, let's stay on topic, ladies.
I'm three beers in. I can't really do much right now.
I just heard I'm three bears in, and I was like, wow, Katie, now that you're in your marriage.
I have fought three bears tonight.
See, I don't really think of bears as your type.
Yeah, my brain went to sex club again. So
yeah, my brain definitely went to...
Like, I'm three bears in, and I'm thinking of...
No! You can't see at home, but there was an arm gesture.
Fisticuffs.
There was an arm gesture.
That's terrible, yeah. You guys.
Let's save it for another podcast where we explain what sex is to Katie.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She can try some if she wants after her marriage.
Yay. I'm gonna learn.
Maybe when you're older. When's your birthday again?
I ain't never done sex stuff before. It's March 1st, 1985.
Wow, that's in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You figure I would have learned about it by now.
You lead a very sheltered life.
I'm very tender.
I've heard they say a lot of things in comedy clubs, and none of them are to do with sex. So.
None of them. No.
No.
Unless you make the microphone your penis. And then it's
fine for everybody. No, that's not good for
everybody
a mic.
Loves
that's
it.
That's not good for a mic. Fresh. Don't tap them either. That's
don't drop them.
Yeah, and don't rub them into your crotch and then expect someone else to do a set after
like,
you.
Put a condom on that, you know?
Just put a condom. If you're going to rub it on your junk.
Be all gooey.
It would be so gooey.
Not if it was unlubricated.
Right. The packages that are the brown Durex that I used to hand out at my old job.
Yeah. You can also get the natural ones. I forget their brand, but this is a real concern. Skeptical phase for people who have reactions to shitty cheap lube, which is what's on most condoms, which I don't personally, but sometimes I fuck people who do. So
Yeah.
I occasionally have sex listeners at home.
Oh my goodness.
As an unmarried sinner.
No.
Oh, my God. I've been married 3 years.
Never gonna get
never
married.
Done it.
That's my secret. Never got married. Never gonna.
That's my secret. I'm always not married.
Wait, what?
Wow, yep.
That's the Hulk's secret. What are you grateful for this year in 2016?
Well, I pet several dogs this year.
You pet several dogs?
Any good year, you meet a few dogs. Mm. I didn't meet as many dogs this year as I could have. I don't know how many are still my best friend. I assume that they're all my best friend when we meet, and that's what we usually talk about when we meet each other, is about how we're best friends and we're in love. But remember when we met that one at the hardware store?
Yes, that hardware store dog was so good. Such a good
Every
dog.
Every dog is a good dog.
Every dog's, but some dogs are gooder than others.
Yeah.
So good dogs.
The bigger they are, the better they are.
There's more to love.
A dog came into our office, and unfortunately, you were not there, and he was wearing a Santa hat and Jingle Bell collar.
That is totally unfair.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Why did you unlock the door?
Yeah.
When I wasn't even there.
Come back later.
I'm sorry, Hillary's not here. We can't help you right now. Please bring your dog back at a more convenient time for her to pet.
I got the owner's phone number, and that's not in, like, a sexy way. It's because he literally is a person that we need to get his contact information. So I can call him and be like, please bring your awesome dog by. I gave him a treat, and...
Wait, the dog or the man?
Well. Wait, that was... Well.
Anyways, back to my gratitude, Katie.
I was gonna say I gave the dog a treat, and then the dog figured out... He, like, watched me get the treat from somewhere and then went immediately back to where those treats were, bypassing me completely and tried to get a treat, and then came back the next day and, like, went straight for where the treats were. I was like,
dogs are so good.
Dogs are so good. Such a smart boy.
That would never happen to me because we would be best friends. Mm. A best friend doesn't snub you like that. Anyways, other things I'm grateful for. It's gonna be the longest, most terrible ending segment for the show. I love it.
We knew it was gonna be a shit show by the end. So.
It's not thanks for saving me. I'm a real calming presence here. Absolutely. I believe that about myself.
I feel soothed.
I'm drinking herbal tea. I think that's what's happening.
You're jacked up on the rooibos.
This is not a rooibos. Oh, I'm so sorry. This is a vanilla cinnamon. Thank you very much. Salad. I actually don't know what else is in it. It could be rooibos. I started learning ASL this year.
Yes.
I fucking love it. For anyone in Vancouver, there's an amazing organization called Queer ASL.
Yep.
And they...
You should link to that.
Yeah. They are really, really great.
Give us a demonstration.
Well.
What does that mean?
It means I fucking love Queer ASL.
Sweet.
Yeah. What is the ASL for fucking?
No, it was like Kiss Fist.
Oh, okay.
So, like... When you, like, really love something, you kiss fist it.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, and, like, the opposite of that is, like...
Which look like...
There are things...
You're making a rainbow of vomit coming out of your mouth.
There are things you... And there are things you... You know. You know how it is.
The facial expression really helps.
And then a lot of things are, like... They're fine. You like them. They're fine.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I finally know enough ASL that I can, like, have basic-ish conversations and, most importantly, sarcasm and jokes. So when I made my first joke in ASL, I really felt like, wow, I'm starting to get a grasp on the language. So
that's really so incredible. Cool. Yeah. That's so wonderful.
I liked what you were telling me that, like, the facial expressions really do matter.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, it's about, like, tone or accent grammar. Or whatever. Yeah.
Actually mostly facial, so... There's a lot of stuff about, like, what kind of question you're asking is in your face. Like, your facial expression can totally change the meaning of a sign.
Wow.
Your facial, and, like, your mouth shape actually makes a big difference to, like, what you're signing. Mm. So, like, this and, like, are opposite. Or, like, different. So, one's like, yeah, it was, like,
home. Small mouth, big mouth.
Yeah, they've got specific names, and I'm not an ASL teacher, so I'm not gonna, like, try to teach people ASL and, like, over sound only.
Yeah, and you were saying, like... Raising your eyebrows in one way or, like, scrunching your eyebrows in another way.
Yeah, so you raise your eyebrows for yes-no questions, and you lower your eyebrows, and you raise them for, like, the whole phrase. And you lower your eyebrows and kind of lean forward a little bit if you're asking a non-yes-or-no question. So, like, a who, what, where, why.
Interesting. Blah, blah,
blah. Anyways.
Facial grammar.
ASL is a super cool language, and Queer ASL is a really great program to learn from. The classes have all been... Super awesome. It's total immersion.
Wicked.
It has been the highlight of my week pretty much every week since the beginning of September when I started. So
amazing.
Even days that were super bullshit, I dragged myself out to class and felt a lot better afterwards because everyone's been really rad. I've made a bunch of cool friends.
So good to have a routine like that.
I don't know. Is that like enough things to like?
Yeah.
I don't know. Absolutely. We were walking upstairs and I was like, God, now I got to remember some things that are good about being alive.
Let's see. Your big trip with your sweetie this year?
Oh, yeah. I did that. I went on a giant road trip. Drove from Atlanta, Georgia to Portland, Oregon in a very zigzag, circuitous route. That included, I don't know, I guess at its northeastmost point, like, I guess Philly, and then over and up to Upper Peninsula, Michigan, then down to, like, St. Louis, and then our southernmost point would have been, I guess, like, Tempe, Arizona.
That's really cool.
I've always wanted to do the American road trip thing.
Yes, we called it Team Sparkle and the US of A.
I love the pictures from it. It just looked like you had such a fun time.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was like pretty intense to be in a car with a person that you haven't seen in like over 3 months.
Long-term relationships.
Oh my god, they're fucking hard. So
yeah, they're not easy to navigate. But it's good to do those things because you learn very much about each other and your own self.
Yeah, and I guess another thing that happened this year is that I got some badass back on my thigh tattoos.
Nice.
And appreciative of myself about that.
Is it your feminist tattoos?
Yeah, my feminist ones.
Those are so cool.
They are really cool.
It's great. It's like a good reminder all the time. It's like, what am I? Oh, yeah.
It's funny because I can't see them. So actually, almost all of my tattoos, you can't see this at home either, but that's fine, are like on the back. So even my side of thigh ones only barely wrap around to the front. So when I'm looking down here, even this, even the one on my like forearm is like... So, like this, I actually can't see any of my tattoos.
But from the back, it's like, whoa!
Yeah. So, I kind of, I'm like, oh, I forget that I, and then I'm like, oh, right, I have really large tattoos.
Would you say that you're, like, business in the front, party in the back?
I think we got to end it on that.
I don't feel like any part of me is business, Christina. Well, with that,
we love you very much. We're grateful for 2016 that you're alive and great. So, thanks.
Every day don't kill yourself. That's my motto.
Yeah. That's a great motto. That's a great motto for the end of 2016.
Fucking kept me going till I got an SSRI, as my friend.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. This sucks.
We wish all of you out there in podcast land a happy new year, because this is going to come out right before New Year's, and we'll see you again in 2017. Smooches. Mwah. Mwah, 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 mw